Hello and welcome to Mornings with Jesus, your daily dose of encouragement. We are on day number 46 of the second book in the Mornings with Jesus series, Seek and You Shall Find. Today's devotional, Smooth Things Over. Psalm 51 and verse 10 and also 12 and 13. This is the Amplified Version and it reads, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted and return to you. One of our favorite family pastimes is watching food competitions on television. After watching several of these shows, there's something strangely wonderful that I have come to notice. It's very easy to sit on my side of things, on my side of the TV, and critique the people doing all the work. Hey, do this or do that, or why are you doing that? We scream at the TV in a matter-of-fact way as if they can hear us, or better yet, as if we could really do any better if placed in their position. You know, it's easy to do this very thing in our Christian walk as well. If we aren't mindful, it could become quite easy to begin pointing the finger at everyone around us, telling them what to do, what to believe, how to believe, and critiquing them on their faith or maybe lack thereof. For me personally, this is something I struggled with early on in my walk with the Lord. Simply put, I was rough around the edges. This caused me to have a very critical spirit, which meant that rather than being able to share the gospel with people, I was more focused on their supposed or assumed lack of spirituality. Listen, Jesus did not say, go into the entire world and tell people how bad they are, or go and tell them how lacking their faith is. He told us to share the good news and to make disciples. The best way I've found to do this is by spending time with the Lord. Only when I take the time to reflect on my own walk with Him, allowing Him to mold me and make me, am I able to be a viable witness for Him and His kingdom. The more time I spend with Jesus, the more like Him I become. The more time I spend in His presence, the more like Him I speak and act. We all have rough edges that need to be smoothed over. Be encouraged today. The Bible is the best refining and smoothing tool there is. Allow it to smooth things over in your own life and watch how much easier it is to become a bearer of good news with others. Are you feeling a bit rough today? Don't be discouraged. Spend a little extra time in His presence. Praise Him. Put some worship music on. Allow the Bible to pour over you. And pray like David did. Create in me a clean heart, O God. What a difference it makes when rather than telling people how bad they are, we start showing them how good God is. Smooth things over today in your own walk, and then get out there and share the good news. And what an amazing truth that is. You know, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about when Jesus said, look, get the log out of your own eye. Get the gigantic beam out of your own eye. Then you can see clearly the speck in your brother or sister's eye. But how many times do we look at the speck in someone else's eye? And in our minds, we think that is a ginormous problem. They really need to fix that. And then we fail to look at our own lives. You know, the best way to walk this out is as it says in the devotional, spin some time with Jesus. Just sit in His presence. Allow the Word to wash over you. You know, the Bible is an amazing smoothing over tool. It's an amazing refining tool. And if we will allow ourselves to go through God's refining process, getting off the gook and the grime out of our lives and allowing Him to smooth the rough edges, allowing Him to be the potter as we're the clay. And sometimes, and I'm going to say this even oftentimes, many times, maybe even every time. This is not a comfortable thing to do. But remember this and be encouraged. Whatever God reveals, he heals. In other words, he's not out to shame us. He's out to form and mold us into the image of his son, Jesus. He wants to bring us life in it more abundantly, but that takes us being willing to sit in his presence, being willing to have a heart like David. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. You know, when we sit in the Master's presence, when we sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him, he will move mightily in our lives. When we come to him with all our troubles, with all our worries, or even all of our successes, even when we just allow Jesus into every area of our life, we will be blessed. But when we try to keep things back from him, our life will be a mess. So my encouragement to you and I today is to allow God into every area of your life. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Allow him to smooth things over in your life. And you will see over time, you will begin to see God do a mighty work in you and through you. Challenge Corner today, what are some rough edges that need to be smoothed in your life? If you don't see any rough edges, perhaps you could stand to spend some more time in the Word. Just remember, whatever God reveals, he wants to heal. So don't be afraid to go through the process with him. And again, there it is again. There's our encouragement. You know, and that's the thing is like, look, if you've been walking with the Lord and any amount of time goes by and you can think to yourself, I really don't have anything that needs to be smoothed over in my life. I don't really have any rough edges. I'm good. I would caution you right there. Now, look, I want to not be a hypocrite in this, right? So I would never go so far as to say, well, you're wrong. But I will say this, be cautious. You know, the Bible tells us for a reason not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Why do you think it says that? Because we as humans have the propensity to do that very thing, right? I've gone on here before, and I like to ask these 1 to 10 questions throughout my devotional series. And again, it's never meant to actually give you a grade. It's just meant to give you a checkup from the neck up. It's just meant to get you thinking, you know. But, you know, if I say, you know, what is your walk like with the Lord today, 1 to 10? Well, 1 being very bad and 10 being amazing. You know, many of us are going to have the tendency to say, well, I'd say it's around like an 8, maybe a 9, right? And so, when we do that, what are we doing? We're thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, right? In all actuality, if we're really honest with ourselves, you know, now I'm not saying that your walk's not an 8 or 9 or 10. It may be one day it is, and maybe one day it's not, right? We all go through those ebbs and flows. We all have those ups and downs. But consistently over time, you know, what is your relationship with the Lord like? You know, is it an 8, 9, or 10? Or, are you willing to sit down in the presence of God and say, you know what? I really have not been truly spending intimate time with you. I've not really been allowing you to come in and just see me for who I am. You know, think about it like this. Intimacy is into me see. Think about it like that. Intimacy equals into me see. So when we are intimate with the Lord, we are going before the Lord and we're saying, look, create in me a clean heart, O God. Just like the psalmist said, just like David said, he said, look, search me and know me, test me and try my way. See if there's any way, right, that offends you, that is against you, and lead me in the way everlasting. We are going to God and we're throwing up our hands in surrender. And we're saying, God, create in me a clean heart. And when we do that, be ready. He will begin to show you things, but again, be encouraged. Whatever he reveals, he heals. He's not in the shaming business. He's in the redeeming business. He still saves, heals, and delivers. He never changes. And so that's what he wants to do in your life. That's what he wants to do in my life. The question then, it begs the question, are we willing to go through that refining process with him? And are we willing to do that refining process on a continual basis? Right? Because let's say we did this, you know, I can go to the Lord and say, well, you know, I did that last year. But here's the thing we got to realize. It's not a one and done deal. right? This is a continual thing. I don't just go to my wife and say, wife, I love you. And then 10 years from now, I say, wife, I love you. What kind of relationship would that be? What kind of intimate, personal relationship would that be? So this needs to be a daily thing. This is mornings with Jesus, right? So just be encouraged with that. And that is definitely a challenge that I take up for myself. It, you know, that whole dying daily thing, that's a lot. That whole taking up your cross and following after Jesus, that's asking a lot. And are we willing to do that? Are we going to trust God enough to know that, look, when I take up my cross, God's got my back. God's with me. He's for me. He's not against me. He's a good God. And we really can't know that until we do it, right? We really can't know someone until we get to know someone. And so we don't want to have relationship with Jesus or a quote unquote in quotation relationship with Jesus based upon assumptions. We don't want to have a false sense of security with him. I want to know that I know that I know that he's good, right? And how do I know? It's kind of like that old song that my Redeemer lives. She says, how do I know? Because I spoke with him this morning, right? And what a wonderful place to be when we walk and talk with Jesus, you know, when we're hand in hand with him and we're acknowledging him and we're in that intimate place with him, we know that we know that we know, right? All right, here we go. Do you enjoy talking with others about the Lord? If not, what are some practical steps you can take to build this desire? Now listen, when we talk about the Lord with others, we all have those fearful things. We all have those things that we have to battle. And so I'm not really looking at that particular aspect of it today, although that is something that we definitely need to address. And on that point, I will encourage you in this. Listen, Joshua said in the book of Joshua says, be strong and courageous. You know, there's a reason why God told Joshua to be strong and courageous several times at the beginning of his ministry. Why? Because he knew that Joshua was going to need courage. And just like us, fast forward, you know, Jesus knows that we're going to need courage, and he's with us, and the Holy Spirit's in us, and he knows, you know, he knows that we need him constantly. And so I want to encourage you. Listen, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And so on that aspect of it, know this, that you're not alone, and that sometimes we just have to do it knees shaking. But what I want to address is, do you really have a desire to share the Lord with others? And I would say this, if you can take an honest assessment today and you find that perhaps you do not have that strong desire to share the Lord with others, listen, don't be discouraged. Don't beat yourself up. It may be that your intimacy level with the Lord is just really low, right? It looks like this. You know, if I'm madly in love with my wife, I have no problem telling people that I'm madly in love with my wife. But if I'm not loving on my wife consistently and doing things for her and sharing time with her and doing all these things, it's going to be a lot harder for me. Maybe I'm with the guys or what have you. It's going to be a lot harder for me to show affection, right, to her, maybe in front of them, or maybe even talk kindly about her. But it's not hard for me. Why? Because I spend that time with him. And it's like that with the Lord. You know, the more we get to know the Lord, the more intimate we are with him, the more of a relationship, a personal, intimate relationship and walk we have with him, the more we're going to be willing to talk with him or talk to others about him. And so just take an assessment today of where you're at. And it might just be that you need to spend some extra time with the Lord and really get that intimacy level with him up. So here we go. David was called a man after God's own heart by God himself. What an awesome compliment. We can be like David in this manner. What are some things we can do to begin sharing this trait as well? To love the things God loves and hate the things God hates. Listen, we all make mistakes. We all blow it from time to time. It's not the fact that we fail that keeps us from being a person after his heart. It's the unwillingness to repent, to get back up, to run into his arms. Therefore, whatever you are facing today, I encourage you to run to him, not from him, and allow him to smooth things over. And so I'm just going to kind of let that sit, rest, if you got to listen to it again. And just know this. Listen, whatever God reveals, he heals. Are you willing to go through the refining process on a continual basis with him to build your intimacy level with Him, to ultimately have a better relationship with Him, but also be in a better place to share Him with others? Are you willing to allow God to smooth things over? Remember, until next time, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.